Darwin Now has been actively exploring the interplay between science and culture through a number of high-profile events, both in the UK and abroad, many aimed at young people, as Roberta Katsevich explains.
One other element of the program is the International Student Summit, Darwin and Evolutionary Science. This came because for the past 4 years, the British Council and the National History Museum have co-hosted International Student Summits. In 2006-2007, we focused on climate change, and last year we changed to Darwin, and the theme was evolution and natural selection. And this year, in 2009, it was on Darwin's ideas in society and culture. There were 66 students from 31 countries, and together with 130 students from the UK. And this was an opportunity for these students to meet with academics and specialists, question them, and to have their voices heard, and to give opinions on how they see Darwin and evolution today. From the feedback that we've received, these students found the summit very inspirational, allowing them to know more about Darwin's life. They were able to share ideas and make new friends. And also, already we have been able to exploit their participation by inviting some of these young people to some of the events that we've been organizing in country. So, for example, in Colombia, they did invite one of their young people who attended the event to their launch, and this young person spoke about his experience at the summit and was able to talk to some of the young audiences who attended the launch. In October this year, we will be running an international seminar, which will take place in York. And this is in collaboration with the National Science Learning Center, with the support of the Wellcome Trust and the Natural History Museum. The focus of the seminar will be to share expertise in public engagement with evolution and science, particularly among young people, and to examine the most effective strategy for giving pupils and the public the opportunity to examine the most effective strategy for giving in classroom more knowledge and skills and understanding to reach informed opinions on evolutionary science. This year, Brazil is sending 3 participants. We're also doing an international conference on evolution in society, which will take place in Egypt at the Biblioteca Alexandria. And we hope to explore Darwinism in context and to promote an informed dialogue about evolutionary science grounded in a mutual respect for differences in ideas, cultures, and religious beliefs.
The seeds sown by the Darwin Now Project are bearing fruit in a greater public appetite for engaging in conversations about science and debating the issues raised.
I think the way in which we communicate science really has to change. We can no longer tell just one part of the story. We have to tell the whole story every time, straight away. We have to learn to tell it to young people from the age of 5, also to grandmothers of the age of 80. They have to understand it as well as each other. So if we're really serious about empowering young people and creating a future where they will live happy, successful lives, we have to look at all the challenges that face their community and how science can help them to ask better questions and find clearer answers about those challenges.
And while this is the final podcast for Darwin Now, long may such searching conversations continue. This podcast was produced as a collaboration between the British Council and the Open University.
From the Open University. For more information, go to www.open.ac.uk/use.